Blog Talk Radio.
Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like It or Not. Like It or Not.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I have to give a special love shout. Love shout goes out to the two boys that were killed or shot, I'm sorry, in Nevada. There's two in critical condition, and unfortunately, there's a math teacher who died, of his wounds. Now, there was a shooting in a Nevada middle school, I believe. I'm not getting all. I've been so busy today. I didn't get the complete and total news of what was really going on and how it went down and how everything happened. So I'm sorry. But all I know is that there's two kids fighting for their lives. There's a math teacher who is being hailed as a hero who is in, who has transitioned, unfortunately. And then there's the shooter. He's passed on. I don't know if it was from a self-inflicted gun wound or what. I really do not know as of yet. So I just got the news. I've been so busy preparing for this show. So, but from what I know, I just send my love and prayers to those two who are. Who are suffering and fighting for their lives. We're praying for you, the families. It's just a very, very sad situation. It's just got to stop these shootings in the schools. It's just absolutely just sickening and prevalent. But thank you, everyone, for joining me from all around the world. Thank you for joining me for yet another edition of Team Lion. Hey, it's going down, y'all. It's going down. We have today the one and only Morris Mills coming up. But guess what, man? I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you all for tuning in from all around the world. If you have a question during this interview, if you have a question, for myself, Morris Mills, or both, give us a call at area code 347-826-9357. That's area code 347-826-9357. Morris Mills will be joining us soon, but before I introduce him, I got to tell you about Morris Mills. I got to tell you before I bring him in. This artist captured my listeners, you all out there, everywhere around the world, captured you all out there, not only with Hello, To Be Loved, Think About You, Beautified, but Goodbye. It's a song that you guys requested and requested and requested, and it went all the way to the number two position. But let me tell you all something. He is more than just a singer. He is one of the best guitarists, and this is no joke. He's one of the best guitarists that I have ever heard in my life. I'm talking about Prince, Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton. He is along right there with them. One heck of a live performer. One great artist. You guys have been asking me for him for quite some time. I am so thankful to say that he is here right now. I bring you the incomparable, the one and only, Morris Mills.
Michael Lane.
Morris, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. Can you hear me?
Oh, I guess I can. I can hear you.
Cool, cool. Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
man.
You for being here.
Yes, it's good to see you. It's good to talk to you. I'm so glad you finally have entered Team Lion. My fans, my listeners have been emailing me, has been leaving messages and saying, hey, man, why don't you get Morris Mills on there? Why don't you get Morris Mills, man? And I am so honored. I'm so honored to have you finally join Team Lion.
I appreciate you having me. And I also thank the fans, too, for requesting me, man. You know, sometimes it gets real lonely out here, and you don't know who's listening or if anybody's really paying attention. So that's good to hear.
Oh, yes. And believe me, people have been paying attention. Now, I tell you, I have been one of them. Definitely have been paying attention to you. Your live shows is something to behold. Can you talk to us in how do you put together such an energetic, an emotional? I mean, what goes into putting such together? We all know your music, but a lot of people get really captured by your live performances. What goes into all that?
Well, a lot of planning, and a lot of planning, and you know, a lot of great musicians. You know, it's really one thing to record a song, and again, it's another thing to just put a band together and just bring it live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of rehearsal. And I use professional musicians, you know, to my band, you know, people like Zajay,
wow.
Big ups to them. They play behind Jill Scott, Eric Robinson,
wow.
Bilal. When
wow.
they come to town, they travel with them. And,
wow.
you know, just you know, just a lot of people and the incomparable Oscar Brown. And,
oh, yes.
That's currently playing with the Backstreet Boys. So it takes a lot, and it takes people to love your music, too, to play like that behind you. So I can't take
yes.
all the credit, you know. Yeah. So it was cool, man.
I'll tell you one thing. No one can take away from you the guitar. Like I said earlier, you are one of the greatest guitarists that I've heard personally. I mean, you are one dynamic guitarist. When did you start? What made you pick up the guitar, and when did you pick up that guitar for the first time?
Wow. Well, I picked up the guitar when I was a teenager, believe it or not. I picked it up when I was a teenager. I used to fool around with it just a little bit. And it is not until early 2000 is when I really picked it up and say, you know what, let me take it seriously. You know, a lot of people compare me to other people, and I just don't want to be in that category, you know,
yes.
an imitator.
Yes.
And I didn't want to pick up a guitar. But I'd be on stage and be, I think I invented the air guitar. I think I invented that. Because when I be singing, right, it's a lot of people who think I be trying to imitate, what's his name, Jimmy Cochran.
the singer,
you know.
Yeah.
The guy with the raspy voice. I need a little help for my friends.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a friend of mine by the name of Michael McLendon out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or Jackson, Mississippi. He's from Waynesboro. And we all used to get together to do a spoken word show. It was called the Soul Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Jackson. I think it was called the Soul Kitchen. I could be mistaken. And but what would happen, I think I had an acoustic guitar. So he came up to me. He said, you know what, Morris, if you added the guitar in your show, you would have another persona. You would have another essence. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll try it. And I never put it down since. Yeah.
Wow.
So thanks to Michael McLendon. Thanks to Michael McLendon that encouraged me to pick it up. You know, because I didn't want it to be compared to anybody or try to feel like I was imitating anybody. But hell, Jimi Hendrix played the guitar too, right?
Yes, he did.
So, right.
Yes, he did.
So, you know.
So wow, you usually you hear stories of someone saying, well, you know, I was really into this, I had to get, but wow, that is unbelievable. So I thank him for influence, because we never probably would have gotten to hear you in that form.
All right, yeah, because I didn't want it to be would automatically compare me to Press by my vocals, but but you know, picking up the guitar would just have been extra. I'm just like, oh my God, you know, again, I don't want to come across as a imitator. Yeah.
Oh, and that you are, you have a wide range in your music. I want to talk a little bit about how do you approach a song, because you can go, no one can put you in a box. No one can say, oh, well, he's a rock and roll artist. Oh, wait a minute. But then he throws in some jazz. Oh, wait a minute. He goes country. Oh, wait a minute. He goes R&B. How do you approach your songwriting? Because it's so diverse.
Well, that's a good question. I just approach music, you know. If I decide to write a country song, I write a country song, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I decide to write a rock and roll song, a rock song, it just comes out that way, you know?
Yes.
I might be planning a blues song. It just might end up rock. So, you know, it just varies, you know? But sometimes the latest project, that it was purposely intended to go rock, you know? And plus, I'm playing with a lot of musicians as well. They're jazz artists, blues artists, so that influences me as well, playing with other musicians.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, my parents, yeah. And I think I really think it really go back to my parents as well, you know. My dad likes Elton John. And he likes pop music, and he also likes classical. And my mother was different. She loved country, she loved blues, and she loved R&B, Al Green and all that. So growing up in a household, you know, so my mom and dad was very eclectic in their music.
Yes.
You know, so we didn't have a choice.
Right.
We didn't have a choice, so, you know.
And it sure made you. It sure made you the artist that you are today.
I believe it did. Yeah, I really believe it did, Michael. Yeah.
Hey, we're talking to Morris Mills. I'm sorry. What you gonna say, Morris?
To make it so bad that we grew up on the west side of Chicago. So,
we're
black folks. Yeah. So we grew up on the west side of Chicago, and we're black folks, and we listen to all kinds of music. Yeah. That was cool.
See, and that's what I love. That's what I love about. That's what I love about them, because to grow up on the West Side, I did the same thing. I grew up on the South Side of Chicago, and I grew up. I was growing up listening to other people playing me songs until I ran into rock and roll, and then my mind started just spreading. So I can understand where he's coming from. That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. It wasn't always pretty, you know, growing up on the West Side, because we just came out of the height of the Civil Rights Movement, and we just moved to Texas. So growing up on the West Side wasn't pretty, you know. But, you know, Elvis and Tom Jones was one of my influences. So I would go to school thinking I was Elvis Presley.
Wow.
And then get chased home, man. And get chased home.
Yeah.
That was every day.
Oh, every day. Oh, my gosh.
It was every day, man. We got chased home. So big ups to the people that have been bullied. I understand. I've been through. And I know how you run. I know how you run. So,
man, definitely. And wow, we're talking to the one and only Morris Mills. I'm going to read an email question from one fan that I've received. But before that, I want you all to get a chance. If you all want to ask a question to Morris Mills, make it quick, because I have a lot of questions and a lot of songs to go over. We're going to play a song or two as well. Give us a call, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Morris Mills, I'm going to read you a quick email that I've received. I think it was last night, and they were excited. Her name is Miss Thang, she's a regular listener, and she wants to know, Morris Mills, I love your music. What is your favorite song that you've ever written?
My favorite song. Wow. I don't have one.
Right.
I really don't. I don't. I like them all, but the best song I like performing, if that's a better question.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jamie's Girl.
Oh, wow.
I like performing Jamie's Girl. Yeah,
fabulous.
I like that.
All right.
That has a lot of energy.
Yes. Yeah. Woo. Yes, and you all, it seems like all your shows have that. Yeah, definitely. You bring a lot of energy. And you guys check, he only has a sample of what he does on his YouTube channel. Can you tell us about your YouTube channel there, Morris?
Oh, yeah. YouTube channel, wow. It's very eclectic, just put it that way.
Yes.
YouTube.com/Morris Mills, you know, so you can check out the stuff. But they better hurry, because there's some stuff I'm getting ready to take down, you know, some nonchalant stuff, you know.
Yes, hop on it, guys. Now, we're going to join Morris Mills on the other side. You're going to stay with me there, Morris, because we're going to throw down with Disarm. Can you tell me how much fun went into recording Disarm?
Wow, Disarm. Yeah, man, I could tell you, man. Just bring back a lot of memories. Trademark Martin co-produced the song with me. And the famous Dr. Fink of Prince and the Revolution played additional keys on the track.
And, oh, my.
Which I had a chance to perform with them just a little bit. Just about a few minutes on the stage with them. We did Purple Rain at the casino.
Goodness.
In Chicago,
the
Rivers Casino. It was hot. I got a chance to meet the guy that plays Prince in the show. Got a chance to meet the band. Yeah, but Dr. Fink put a special touch on the track. And but it was a lot of fun making it. And the way that it came about, when I first, 1993, I believe 93 or 94, when I first heard the track, Disarm.
Yes.
The Smashing Pumpkins, it was MTV.
Oh, yes.
They were a Chicago group. They were young. And his voice was unique. And it kind of sounded like, you know, it kind of sounded like me in a sense. And I was like, I can do that song. So it took me all these years to come up the courage to do the song. But I was challenged by a couple of people that was naming some songs by the Smashing Pumpkins, and and they challenged me to do that song. And I said, hey, no problem. I always wanted to do that song. So, yes, immediately I went into the studio and started to record the song. And the song was kind of personal to me, too, because I was in a relationship, and the relationship it took its toll, and people don't know that men could be involved in being abused as well.
Yes.
You know. So,
yes.
I took that song as a healing factor for that particular relationship. Yeah. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of. It was a healing process as well, going through the song.
Oh, wow. That takes the song into yet another level. That is absolutely powerful. Oh.
And what we did try to do, though, and what we did try to do to the song, we tried to raise money for a video. We went through Kickstarter. I was trying to get about $15,000 to do the video because I was going to make it short. Film addressing that particular issue of domestic violence, but we didn't raise the capital. But there were some people that were very much interested in doing the project, and I want to thank them. Claudia Jordan. She was the famous Claudia Jordan. She's doing the price of right. And also Glenn Mack.
Yes.
He was a stand-in Hill Hopper, and he's also an actor. And Holly Harris out of L.A. As a matter of fact, all of them from L.A. So, big ups to all my peeps in L.A. So if you want to say what was fun about that song, that was hot, you know.
And yes.
The song was very emotional,
Very. Oh, that's a powerful song. We're going to listen to it right now. Morris Mills and the powerful cover of Disarm is right here. Like It or Not with Michael Lang.
I always found myself running back to you. Even though I should know better.
Close on for
Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That was Disarm, the one and only Morris Mills right here. Morris Mills, we're running out of show, but I want to ask you, can you tell us about Born Free?
Well, that's my, that's the next album that's coming up. You know, it's coming up, and it's full of a lot of great stuff, man. You know, it got Disarm on it, Beautified,
yes,
and a lot of Goodbye and all that. It has a lot of hot tracks on it, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. That, and that's what I'm going to leave everybody with, is a Goodbye. But Morris Mills, can you kind of explain to us in closing, your music possesses a lot of emotion. It brings out a lot of emotion. It makes people think. It makes people even cry. I've seen grown men cry listening to you. Can you kind of tell the fans your whole point in music?
Well, I like to express. You know, I think music is all about expression. It's about being real. And there's no cookie cutting in it. I write from emotions. I write from experience. And I write from other people's experience. So I guess what they feel. I guess what they feel is the hurt, pain, and frustration. I like to call it blood, sweat, and tears. You know, it's a lot to go in the project. So, you know, grown man crying.
Yes.
It's okay. But you know what? I cry too sometimes. So, you know,
yes.
It's cool. Yeah, it's good to release. So it's good to hear that.
And it's good to always hear
you,
Morris. It's always good to hear you, Morris. And I would love to have you on the show again.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that you invited me, man. I'm sorry that it's been a short interview, but I enjoyed talking to you. And big ups to you, too, for supporting my music, man. For people like you, there would be no us. So I want to say thank you for taking the time out to do this.
Well, thank you, Morris. Morris, you know we're not going to – it's always seemed like it's always too short. But you know what, Morris? We're going to have you on this show again, and it's going to be a longer interview. And it is my honor, and it's my honor and privilege to always have you, because your music got me before you did. You know what I mean? Your music grabbed me, and then I got into you. And it's just an honor to have you. It's an honor to have you on my rotation on this show. It's an honor to let everybody know, because once you have a good thing, you don't want to keep it bottled up, and your music is definitely a good thing.
All right. I've been trying to tell friends that. I appreciate that. Don't keep me to yourself. But tell Miss Thang I appreciate the question, and tell her that I would send her a free album for questions for my appreciation for her, even just sending out that email.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I will give you the information for her, and I'm pretty sure she's listening right now and just excited. Wow, unbelievable. Hey, Miss Thang, do your thing. That's how you do it. That's how you do it with Morris Mills. Morris Mills, thank you. It's an honor, and I hope to have you again.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Hopefully talk to you soon. If not, I'll see you on Twitter.
No doubt. All the time, man. The one and only Morris Mills, finally he was here. I know, man, I had a blast. I had a ball. He is just one of the hottest indie artists in the land, man. And you all know, because you all love him. You all tell me that. So, and I'm just so glad. And he's very appreciative of the support. And I remember when I played his voice message on the show, and you guys were very appreciative of that. One and only Morris Mills. That's how we do it here on Team Lion, man. Much love to you. Much love to everyone. And I close. Oh, one more thing. Before we get out of here, I will replay this interview on Smack Tongue Radio this week. It will be this coming Thursday. This coming Thursday, I will replay this same interview. You can also listen to this interview anytime you like, right here on Blog Talk Radio. But on Smack Tongue Radio, I will replay this interview on Thursday. Let me give you the times in the United States. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm up and I'm out of here. Much love to you all, everyone around the world. Much love to Morris Mills. We're going to leave you with the one and only goodbye. That's very appropriate. This is goodbye. I'm up and I'm out of here. Peace, love, and keep doing. Ow.
Never thought that this could happen to me, girl.